The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Down to Business
with Bobby Kerr
on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Insurance is one of those industries most people only think about when something goes wrong. But right now, it's an industry under real pressure and undergoing real change. From rising premiums and tougher regulation to climate risk and changing consumer expectations, the Irish insurance market is being reshaped on multiple fronts. So this morning, we're talking, just taking the pulse on the sector with three people right at the very centre of it. I'm delighted to welcome to the show Kieran Mulligan. He's the founder MD of Yes Insurance. He's with us. Kieran, we know you of old.
Morning, Bobby.
Formerly of Blue, and great to see you again. Shane Hennelly is head of insurance at the Hastings Group. And also joining us is Caroline Dunn. She's the head of commercial at Campion Insurances. So, we might start with you, Kieran. Insurance as a business, you're a former Kyle Hamilton man.
Yes.
And again, Willis Caroon. You had a traditional, and traditional is probably the wrong word, but you had a fairly conventional route to your own business. Would that be fair to say?
Started off 18, 19 years of age. Little bit of a different CV that got me in. Dislikes communism, rain, dining out, likes dining out, pinstripe suits, it was all this. I had good results. I was planning to repeat and I was getting fed up after a few months. So I just sent in the CV into Coyle Hamilton and they appointed me into the Marine and Aviation, then went to Willis's 6 years later for a year. And then at 26, I joined Kinlan Insurances and became a director at 26. And then 2003, set up Blue Insurance, which we sold in 2018.
For 70 million euro.
Well, I'm not allowed to say what it is. There's different rumours. So I'm happy. I'll put it that way.
So let's talk about the market now as you see it. So somebody who's pretty much a veteran of the space, what's different now? How does the market look now versus the traditional insurance market?
There's been a lot of consolidation since I sold in 2018.
Yeah.
Many companies have been bought over. Carolyn will be able to explain more on that. But there's been so much consolidation in the market that there's not too many big players left, which is a good opportunity for us. But certainly, you know, the likes of Chill and all the others that were out there, Insure My Van, all that, they've all been acquired. And there's less players in the market. But I think there's great opportunities in the market and we're getting more digitally focused now, which is important as well. And we would call ourselves a digital company, despite, you know, having a call center to do the fulfillment as well. We want people to book online or on their mobile versus the traditional forms.
All right, we'll come back to that in a minute. Let's talk to Shane Hennelly. He's head of insurance at the Hastings Group. Shane, you're welcome to the program. Tell us about you and tell us about your business, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me, Bobby. So I'm 20 years in the industry. Started my career with a relative in Sydney way back in 2006 and spent a year hanging out on Bondi Beach and trying to learn the ropes.
Sounds like a good job. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, so back to Ireland, worked with Norman Thompson Insurances for many years and took a directorship and a shareholder role in that business. Very much corporate commercial focused business. And that business merged in 2021 with Hastings Insurance. And I went with it. Hastings is... It's a family-owned business. It's an Irish-owned business, but it's built sufficient scale to allow us to compete with some of the bigger boys. So we've nine locations now across the country from west to east and down to Limerick in the southwest, where we acquired the Mortgage 123 business. just last year. So, yeah, we're trying to be different, Bobby. There's been, as Kieran said, there's been huge consolidation in the industry, and we are an acquirer, but I guess a native acquirer. We do acquire small
families. So you're looking at sort of regions moving from the west to the northwest. You've got a Dublin office. So it's more geographical scaling.
Yeah, geographical, but international is actually a key segment for us as well. We're members of a number of global broker networks, and we've a joint venture with a US broker as well for Irish US and US Irish business. And it's a really niche space for us. And consolidation has created this unique selling point for us because we're one of the few independent brokers left in Ireland with the scale to manage global complexity. So we have brokers from the UK, from Germany, from the US who are also independent, reaching out to us and saying, we've got this big corporate business based in the US. We need a local Irish broker to manage their Irish subsidiary. 7 years ago, when I was on the show, the last on the show with you, you could pick 10 brokers. Now there's probably just one or two.
Okay.
And we're lucky to be one of them.
Stay with us, Shane. Waiting patiently to come on is Caroline Dunn. She's the head of commercial at Campion Insurance. You're very welcome, Caroline.
Thanks, Bobby.
Tell us about Campion Insurance. I know the business reasonably well, but our listeners may not.
Yeah, so I suppose I've probably been with the company for, I think, December of this year. It'll be 25 years. So for myself, I would have started out in the insurance company world. So I started with a company called General Accident, and I was there for just shy of 5 years.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was Norwich Union, Hibernian and General Accident, and they all became what is today Aviva. So I left that industry, as I said, 25 years ago and went over to the broker world, and I've been with Campions ever since. So I suppose things have changed massively since I've been there in that 25 years. You would know Jim and have spoken to Jim over the years. So when I started, I would have been a commercial account executive and then worked my way up in the company to be a commercial, Dublin commercial manager.
And one thing, Jim still writes you a letter thanking you for the business.
He does.
Which I got last year, which I just thought, isn't this amazing? No one does this anymore.
No, and it really is. And I think that's part of it. Whilst we've become like a big operation and we were acquired ourselves by PIB in the UK, it's very much, Jim has built the business from being a local broker, you know, that relationship piece is very much still there. So it is a nice touch. So
with all this consolidation then, so what obviously it takes out maybe smaller players. As Shane was saying there, you have connections in Europe, in the States. Mm-hmm. What about reinsuring and all that sort of stuff? How does that work?
Yeah, I suppose that's probably from the insurer's perspective rather than the broker side of things. So we wouldn't see it as much on a day-to-day basis. But it's vitally important because like that, the risks are bigger. You know, the dependency on reinsurance is actually vital. And it has a big sway on the costings as well. So premiums are obviously dependent on if the reinsurers are there to support it.
Yeah. Kieran, isn't it funny, you know, when you look at insurance, as I'm sure you do, in much more detail than I do. But if you talk about things like pet insurance that probably didn't exist 20 years ago.
I think we were one of the first to come out with a lot of the products because back in the days when I was in Blue Insurance, we would have launched Travel First. Then we did Car Hire Excess, Gadget, Pet. A lot of these products weren't in the market and they grew substantially. As you saw, change from travel agents to people booking directly, you were seeing more car hire and stuff like that happening. And that's why you saw these products coming out. And now Gadget, like we launched Gadget in 2010 back in the days and there was very few people taking it. But then the iPhone came out and then the iPads. And now, like, for example, we're the number one provider now of Gadget insurance in the educational sector. So we work with a company called Riggle who provide the iPads for schools. And now we're insuring all those iPads out there.
How big is that business?
It's massive.
Yeah.
Very good. We're delighted with it. And it's growing and we're going to go into the UK with that as well. And again, like, I mean, travel, Car Hire Excess, now we add into our travel policy so you can take a travel. Like, I really don't understand why people take the risk of traveling abroad now. We can sell a travel insurance policy for $14.99 for the year for an annual European policy. People should not be, 25 to 30% of people are still traveling without travel insurance. And a medical claim in Spain can be 200,000, 250,000 euros. It's not worth the risk. It's madness.
But it's again, you look at how travel insurance has evolved. Again, I think in the old days, people used to do it on a trip-by-trip basis. Then you had the annual policies. Now you're talking about, you know, if it goes from 100 euros a year to 15 euros a year, what's that telling you?
Well, it's telling you at one point it was very, you were being overcharged, but then it depends on the level of cover you want. So we have a policy called Light. It gives you 10, 20 million of medical. It gives you 1,500 of cancellation. You can buy that for 14.99 for an annual European policy. If you want the all singing, all dancing one, it's probably about 45, but that's very good as well. If you're the person that when you come back off holidays and you have to make a claim, you don't want an excess on your policy, you want the claim settled, you don't want any limits on it, then our ultra policy is what you want. And it covers trip disruption and stuff like that. So
There's lots of texts coming in. We will try and deal with a couple of them because I just think this is a very interesting space. Shane, can I ask you about a new trend that I'm seeing in that, you know, come and be insured with us and we'll give you 400 euros cash back after 2 years if you've no claims. So we're seeing now that, you know, again, with the market becoming more competitive, that people like yourselves, maybe not your company specifically, will reward good behavior in that they will physically give. And that attraction of somebody handing you out a few hundred quid in cash after 2 years or 3 years, is that a good way of selling?
Well, it's interesting. It's attractive if you don't have claims. If I think to the corporate commercial space, the concept of a profit share has been around for a long, long time. So if you've if you're a large corporate or even a mid-market paying, you know, 100,000 euro for your business and your fleet policy, if your loss ratios are below a certain level, an insurer will sometimes agree to a profit share, to a rebate. So they've made some money and they're happy to give some money back. I mean, that's the concept at its core, because if you take, say, private car insurance, the insurers, they get kicked around a lot, and sometimes it's a genuine throwback at them. Often it's not, where they're operating on really tight margins. I mean, if you look at the Blue Book statistics, where for every euro they take in, they pay out, you know, 97 cent, 98 cent in terms of car insurance.
And often more. Do they? I have to say that I'm not sure about that, but maybe tell me otherwise.
Yeah, sure. If you look at the Blue Book statistics or our one native insurer, FBD, I mean, it's publicly available and it's across different classes. Motor insurance wouldn't be typically the most profitable class of insurance. And if you look at a big aggregate insurer, if you take Aviva, if you take Zurich, if you take Allianz, they're selling lots of different classes of insurance, some that are more profitable than others. And so the car insurance can sometimes prop up one class.
Bobby, can I just say, we're going to be the first out there. We like to be innovative, so we're going to be the first out there in the niche sector to bring in the no-claims bonus on travel, on gadget, on pet insurance.
So this is just a new way of selling.
Well, it's rewarding loyalty, because what we're trying to say is...
But why didn't you do that 10 years ago?
I didn't come up with the idea at that time, but I've come up with it now. So but it's good, because we want people to... You know where sometimes you get a new policy, a new business, you come in, you get it cheaper, and then you get your next renewal and the price goes up. We're not going to be doing that. If you're a loyal customer of ours...
To me, it says the market is maturing, and the only way... We've run out of ideas, so the only way that we could keep... trying to invigorate this sector is by doing things like that. And, you know, that's okay. I want to get back to Caroline Dunn here. What about price comparison sites? So AI has now given us the ability to, so you can check 10 people's price at the push of a button.
Yeah. And I think people's requirements, our demands have changed. So that is really important that we have the ability to do that. So I do think, though, it doesn't take away from that personal touch. So whilst you have the demand of the online presence and, you know, improving with digital, it depends on the complexity of the risk. So not every risk is suitable to just be on an online platform. So really, it depends what the client's demands are in the business that they're involved in. And then it comes back to whether they actually need to be speaking to people on a day to day.
One texter here says, we're constantly being told to shop around. Mm. But why does the industry still make loyalty feel like a penalty?
Yeah, and I suppose it's important to shop around purely on the basis that there is a lot of markets out there. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of insurers entering into this space. So it's not a negative, it's a positive. And I suppose that's where you need a trusted broker, to be fair, because that's what we do for on your behalf, rather than you having to do all of that work yourself.
Bobby, I got a renewal notice for my car, €808, eventually got it to €708, and with the broker discount, €658 was paid. One new company sought €2,500, but when I said I had another quote, they jumped down to €1,500.
Yeah, and that's the space we're in at the moment. It's what it's called, a soft market. So you go through trends, and we are seeing a soft market at the moment, and that is purely down to the competition that is there. So insurers don't want to lose the business that they have. Equally, they do need to step up to the market to obviously show that discount.
Yeah, I insurance is a kind of a, it's a bit like sort of utilities in a way. Mm-hmm. Like you want to stay loyal. I was with the same, and it was a physical person that I dealt with who was in various places over the years. But I was with the same person for 30 years.
Yeah.
That business was sold to a big conglomerate, and all of a sudden I didn't have that relationship anymore.
Yeah.
And I moved after 30 years. So when you talk about relationships, you know, that's, and then you then talk about maybe the products. So your house insurance, your car, then you've got all your kids' car. Like, you can really have a whole suite.
Absolutely.
There could be 10 or 15 insurance products. And ideally, if you're not being overcharged or you're getting good service and good prices, why not deal with one person?
Yeah, and I would agree with you. That's the way it should be. So, you know, I've over the years found that we actually have people where we now have their grandchildren. You know, we've dealt with their, all of their business needs. So I think that's crucial, Bobby. I think it really is. It's all about relationships in our industry. And, you know, we should be able to facilitate all of that for them.
Shane, can I put it to you? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with Caroline on that point. I mean, we're, as I said, we're a family business going back to 1980, and we've this hire to retire mentality and a bricks and mortar business where, you know, the customer in Claremorris or Castlebar or Limerick, they're coming into the premises, they're meeting the same staff. We celebrated our colleague Mary McHugh and 45 years of service yesterday and have that hire to retire mentality. So it's
and
it's
Shane, really are you vulnerable then to, you know, obviously, if somebody wants to get that business, you know, they will target you in Claremorris or Castlebar, and they will say, right, let's go in here and undercut this considerably. So then you have to defend that position on a lower price, maybe.
Yeah, but it's all about scale. Again, given we're a native acquirer and we grow quite strongly organically, we've 140 colleagues across 9 locations. We've sufficient scale with insurers to stand up and be counted and to compete against the alternatives. And we're full service, so we're pension, investments, mortgage, commercial, car, home, you name it. We have that full service.
And maybe that's going to probably change, is it? That as you say, that kind of model seems to be dying out, where everything becomes more linear and more specialised.
Yeah, I guess we would see ourselves as having specialised teams within the business who focus on their core niche and grow that out. So, but ultimately, scale has just become really important as private equity and strategic international buyers have come in and bought up so many local family brokers. Like, again, 7 to 10 years ago, a relatively small broker could get by just fine. Now you really need a certain level of scale, even just to maintain your regulation and compliance.
Last quick word to you, Kieran, in terms of, like, it's good news for a lot of those brokers because it gives them a way out. It gives them a retirement, possibly.
It does.
That all these acquisitions.
Well, that's what I thought it was going to do, but I'm back again. So,
Well, you're just a bit like me.
I think one of the key things about dealing with a broker is, and this is how we operate and how our staff operate, is we treat every customer like they're a family member. And if that family.
Do you, though?
We do. That was always in our ethos from the very beginning, including when I was in Blue and now in Yes Insurance, is if that customer has a claim, are they being treated fairly? And if not, then we stand up as a broker. Because remember, we have to deal with the underwriter. We also have to deal with our customer is vital. So we get out there and we look after that customer.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, folks. Kieran Mulligan from Yes, Shane Hennelly from Hastings Group, and Caroline Dunn from Campion Insurance. Thanks for letting us into your world.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.